Let's begin. We're up to Mishneches, Perek Tes, Zayin Mishneches, Tik. Hasayif v'hasakin, the tik. Tik is a container. A container. This is a sheath for the sword. Or v'hasayif v'hasakin v'pigyon. We have the pigyon. There's a spear. Different types of instruments which are used. Very good. Okay, I figure tick next. Tick misperes or misperaim. A tick misperes. What's the misperes or misperaim? But the hata'ah. What is that?
It's a tick.
No picture. How do you like that?
It's a scissors container.
What's misperaim? What's misperes? Let's see. Pig and sack and chifer stepios. Pig and S2, it's a double edged sword. Okay, it doesn't say. Okay, misperes or misperaim. What's the misperes?
Two types of scissors.
Ambition ha-machshava for tika siphon nadan or what's nadan is a sheath of leather she-hacherev muchneses l'sech which you insert the sword tika siphon who kli kibbel ha-mutam which is mutam b'tziros l'kabel l'sechev which is made which is perfect in its form l'kabel l'sechev b'lvad I have the shabein l'bein tika nerva kina. So he's asking, what's between this and the tick of the navel and the kinar? Why is this tahar? Oh no, he's spitting out again. Why is this tahar and this tame? This a tick or this a tick? So he says, over here is the difference is because I have the shabein l'bein tika nerva and kinar. She a tika navel v'kinar ino sil tatal boyes a navel v'kinar. It's not meant to carry. It's meant to store. There's a chilek, a lomna shechilek between carrying and storing. But vilu atika saif osu lelachkor, so to gird it around your loins and to carry it to be ready for that moment when you can be naked nikmas Hashem. Vilu tikva saif osu lelachkor, so al chaguros, so you will talk to boys a saif, imkain in ze kli kibul osu lenachas. It's not meant to be stationary. Ela kli osu letaltboys a ta'ez. Letaltboys tichulosoi. What tichulos means the saif? That's another word for the sword. Okay, Rashi kisveya. What's the kisveya? I don't know. The Mishnah Academus real ola leeltzir 481. 481. We did that already. Good. Okay, right. Now, what is the sack of a pig and a tick mispenes and mispam betar? Hamach shovel the sack and the pig and mispenes mispam betar. Hey, hamach. Hamachasha. There's a picture. I think I'm actually an illustration.
Yeah, it is. It says Perek Yudal Memal.
Mishnah Aleph. Perek Yudalit. Perek Yudalit. Mishnah Aleph.
Oh, is that good?
Perek Yud Dalit. Here is Perek Yudalit. Mishnah Aleph. What's talking about over here? Perik Yud Gimel, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. I don't know what he's talking about. What is he talking about? What is he talking about over here? Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah. Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. I don't know what he's talking about over here. I do remember we learned about
Yud Gimel. You're in Yud Gimel.
I know, but it's not there. Maybe it's like here. Zug Shel Sapodim.
Maybe it's a typo.
Here's the Saif, the Sakin. This is Perek Yud Gimel. He means Perek Yud Gimel.
Right.
Perek Yud Gimel.
Mishnah
Aleph. But he's not saying over the Mispera, he's saying what's the Misperis. He's saying the Saif, the Sakin, the Pigyain. He's not showing me. Zugshel Saporim. Saporim, where's the Misperaim? The Saporim, the Zugshel Saporim. Maybe means the single blade, Misperis or Misporaim. What's the Misperis or Misporaim? I don't know. The Atar. Let's go by it. So we're in that, okay? Okay, so Hamachash.
You're talking about the two edged sword one.
No, that's the Tigyon. Hamach. So we have a new vocabulary word. And I know, it's a new vocabulary, but what is the difference between Misperis and Misporaim? I don't know. We have a new vocabulary word. Hamachasha, Hamachashe, I know that means picture. A picture of the sack of the pig in the Mispurus, Mispurim, but the tar, where a peric good gimel, Bishnah of a tick, and this car be Shosainu, who tick, Hamutam, Bitsurasoy, the Kalim, which is mutam, which means it is perfect in its form, the Kalim, ill for these utensils, but also the Tatal Bem Suso, Kalim, ill for Shimtahum, Kamutoma, the whole Kli Kibul, where eight Sirhak Koydem. Okay, right, let's see the Raf. Pigyon sagt es Shushpios Tik and Neus weiter. Tik Michol for the eyes. Eye makeup. Eye makeup, yeah? Ubeis Hakichol. So the tik, this is the Michol. Here's the eye applicator. You saw those things also, eye applicators? Here is an eye applicator. The zach you put on the eye. This is why this will wear the tichel. A burqa. Tznius. Okay? And this is the tik. This is the tik. Tik ha-machol mat'im b'tzirase l'hachil b'sechei b'chol b'vad. It holds the eye applicator inside of a tik. V'gam hu osu l'talpul b'yes ha-mechol v'l'chei nechshav kli kibbol ha-mekam b'tumma reitzi of 490 v'chein adim tik ha-machtev shuhu tik osu l'kul mis mitachas. Also the thing called the tik ha-machtev, that's a stylus. A stylus. You look very disturbed. You think about something very important.
No, I'm tired.
You're tired? K490 will take dim tick and machtav shul tick hasalu kumas matakhs me to hold a pen. Okay, fine. Tick machtav, the tick of the machtav is the what? Is the here's the base call. This is the place that you store all the book.
The machtav?
No, this is where you store the kachol, the paint you put on the eyes.
Mascara.
Kli kibbol ha'asi l'hachal b'kichol b'lvad was only meant to hold some of that makeup stuff. Gam hu asi l'talta b'yis ha'kichol l'chein l'eshu kli kibbol ha'am b'kabul tamar.
Things haven't changed, huh?
Costs a lot of money, this stuff. And expensive stuff. Cosmetics. It's a big business. I used to work in cosmetics. I used to market for cosmetics. Years ago, it was very competitive. It's very competitive. Right, tik hasayif hasakin. Oh, so it's the sayif hasakin pigin tik in this verse. Work for someone, whatever. It wasn't more. What? No, it's years ago. This is like Shan Karmanius.
You have a degree in marketing?
No.
So
computers. It was computer work. No. It was computer work. I wasn't the brain behind the marketing. I was doing the computer work. Huh. Whatever it was. This is a long time ago. Kasakin that pigyon tik misperes and misperim tik of the misperes and misperim betar. Three zaken. Misperes, misperim, and tar. Tik michol. A tik michol that's made the tik to hold the actual michol. That's the zach. This is meant to hold the michol. This is, wait. Tik michol ubeis. Ubeis hakichol. This is the beis hakichol. This is its home. And this is the tik hamichol. You see the difference?
Sure.
And this is the michol. This is the michol, the tik, and this is the base. Three different zachen. Don't mix them up.
All
mekabel tumah. Base michol, kli shemim boy es hakichol. Don't mix them up. All three different things. Tik machtev. Now we come. Tik machtev is the machtev is not showing the stylus. He's not showing you that picture. It's similar to this.
That's one of your favorite words. Also stylus.
Stylus. Tik machtev. Use wun tik. What a word. You ever know, wake up this morning ever thinking that you would encounter that word? Use wun.
It's a very cool
wun tik.
It's a three.
Scissors, a pen, and a knife. Okay.
Wow, it holds a lot of stuff.
Te wun tik. Kli or it's leather. You learn that whenever he has leather, he has this type of finish. Okay, kli or im toim means compartments. A ta, like in the base Hamigdash, there were compartments around the Kodesh Hakodashim. There were 32 chambers.
Right.
32 chambers. So kli or im toim compartments hamachil kli which contain kli. Echad b'chol toy, one utensil in each compartment. The gamu mekabel toma, and also mekabel toma b'chol kli kibul hanitzkor le'el b'mishna. It's mekabel toma, but this object is mekabel toma, so it has different compartments. Next, tik tavla use kurtia. A tik tavla to tavla. A tik tavla. No, this is the arrow. This is a sheath for arrows. What are you confusing me? You're telling me the wrong thing over here. A tik tavla. What's a tavla? Where is the tavla? No pictures. For Pagashos is 494. No, this is Vaita. He's not telling us. Let's see what says over here. Anyway, let's see. A te run take. Tick tick. Train tick. It's two words. This word, but you never knew this. Se run take. It means tray.
Tick.
Trey Tech. Where's the, Trey? What's the nun doing there? Trey. Trey. Where's the? Train. I don't know why the nun.
Train.
Train.
Yeah.
True. True. Train. Subway. Q train. Train. Take. Train. Take. Who kliyachad? Bo tikin harbe. Train. Take. Who kliyachad? Bo tikin harbe. Chalukim. The kulmus for the pen. Or the sakin for the klipas. Or the misraimen for the scissors. Why is the blade of the pen this upside down? They put the scissors down, they put this up.
I wanted you to see it was a pen.
Okay. Lekolmes, lesakit, lesvarayim, v'roifei hachavuros, mishtamashim b'chlid zeh harbe. V'roifei hachavuros. What is the roifei hachavuros? Doctors Association? The Union of Doctors? That's what he means? V'roifei hachavuros, mishtamashim b'chlid zeh harbe. They use this.
They use it. They like, they look official. They put, you know, it's a macha.
Why does a doctor need a scissors? And
to cut.
All right, maybe to cut off something from the flesh. Okay, who's that tarbe? Fine. Uvalaz is called whatever. Now he's not telling me what's going on. He's not telling me tiktavla use kurtia. He's not telling me anything of you.
What's chaf gimel?
Who shoisen bale chokmas hatechuna nima techois. Ubos sartutun urmos uri shamin shabuchem makidin mahalik hachamba yakul chavim begilgul amazilis astrologers. Instruments that are used by astrologers or astronomers. What's an astronomer with astrologer?
Astrologers is stars.
What?
Astrologers is the stars.
With a G. Yeah. G for stars.
Right.
G for Google.
Good.
Google is in the stars.
Right.
And astronomer is what?
Okay.
There's astronomy and astrology.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between astronomy and astrology? One is the heavens and one is the stars. And he said it's right.
Oh, okay.
Astrology is the stars and astronomy is the heavens. Hashamayim imal. They're tzvezachen. So here he's talking about the people who shoyis the balei chokmas hatechuna. Hatechuna nima tochos. It's made from metal. What's tachuna mean? Ubo sartutin. On this thing there is sartutin urmas ure swamin shabuhem. There are different marks. A sirtut and a reshem. Various types of marks. Shabuhem makidin mahalik hachama. You can recognize the path, the trajectory of the sun and the moon. You look into, okay, Begigula Mazel's problem, Shoysa Muslim, me'eats, they make from wood. The Sekrin, Besikra, and they make marks, with red marks. The Roshmim has Siditais al Hasikra, and they etch Sidit al Sikra, the Rev Hashiva Zos, Hatal, the Isan La Tik, the official tik, the Ye Perisha Mishnah, Kach Tik Tavla Shalmatachis, Usikurtia. What's the Kurtia? Okay, that's what it's called. It's called tablos. Those are tablos and about tick. Okay, so I don't know what it is. Oh, he's not telling us, okay? He's not providing us with an illustration. But it basically means a tick tavla use kurtia. It means Pesha Mishnah tick tavla shalmatechas use kurtia oy shal eight sakura wood eight sakura usaruta. Kafnachas. What's Kafnachas? What does that come into the picture over here? What's? Well, the Kafnachas is the name of the parish. It's the name of one of the Mefarshim. So basically, he's telling us that the Tavla is metal and the Usikurtia is wood. And it's used by astrologers to mark the path of the sun, of the stars, of the Shiva Kechilechas. Okay, are we good with this now? Are we good with this? We have a tick, we have a compartment, we have a pouch. In the pouch, the astrologer puts his tavla and his usikurtia. The tavla is metal. It's a metal charting instrument used by the astrologer. And the usikurtia is the same exact thing, balashna of sirtut, which means that it's a piece of wood, which instead of being metal, it's wood, and they put paint and they make etches into it, into the wood. Okay, are we okay with this? Next. Beis hachitzim ubeis hapogoshos. Chitzim and pogoshos. What's the difference? One is large, one is small. Chitzim takim, small ones. Pegoshos chitzim ruchav miyoseh. For the klein klipas, you use small ones. The greater klipas, you have to use the big ones. Okay, are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Short range, long range. Small, big. Beis achitzim or beis apagoshu b'chem gamim mekablam tumah v'chidush v'chidush b'din zehu k'chol hakelim haniskom le'el she'inam asuim ela l'chlim suyim b'lvad v'asuim l'talpos haktu'es t'es t'chulosam what they contain, their contents. Contents. Hello, you really look tired.
Listening.
Wake up.
I'm listening. Come on.
Okay, so we have over here all these zachen. The tick, the container that holds the tile, the metal tool for the astrologer. Usikurtia, the wooden board that's used by the astrologer, the tick that's used to store the sukutia. We have the base sachitzim, the clean arrows, the sheath. The quiver, where you hold the small little arrows.
Isn't quiver a pen?
A quill.
Very good.
That's a quiver.
I'm quivering, Jason.
A quiver is exactly what this. Yeah, a quiver is a something that's miyuchet for holding arrows. Arrows.
Very good.
A sheath is used to hold a sword.
Vocabulary, then.
Quiver. Beis achitzim, the small ones. Ubeis. Listen. Kayav over here, base achitzim, a small quiver. Base hapagoshos, for the big ones, the long range ones. Hare elu tamem, all these are tamem. Alazachin are tamem, they're mekibul. Next, tik, simponya, sympathy.
A symphony.
Conductor. Maestro. You know what a maestro is?
Yeah.
He's the conductor. This man should know saying, I once went. Tik symphonia. Here we go. Here's the symphonia. Look at this. You see this guy?
Yeah.
You know how to play one of these things?
It's a flute.
You know how to play it?
No.
We have to teach you. Okay. Machnis es ha symphonia milamayla. You put it above, you close the door. Next, machnas is symphonium natzad. Some cases they don't close from the top; they close from the side. Kishu machnas is symphonium natzad. Hatik in rosh lekabelus asim. It's not meant to lekabelus symphonium. El lohagin aleha. The shamish lo kichil like a covering. B'mokem ma'anachasa storage. If it opens up on top. If it opens up on top, then it's meant for travel. It's a ticket. It's mobile. It can move. But when there's no cover on top, there's only cover on the side, it's not meant to be taken, to be transported. It's meant to be localized, to be stored there. Then it's not a kabbal tumah. Kashu machnes a symphony in a tzad. Hatik in nosel kabbal it's a symphony. El hogin lam l'shamish bol kechibi mokam anachasa. V'chol kli osu l'chipu in kabbal tumah v'kabbal tumah l'fi shem nechshav kli osu l'mlacha. It's not nechshav a kli ha'isim that does melacha. Al pi harab, seif mishnah v'chazanish kem, therefore it's not a kabbal tumah. Okay, so we're in business. Are we good here? Tika simponya. Bizman shu nice and lamala tome me tsidoi toha. Tik khalilin. The tick of a flute. Where is that? Tik khalilin. There's no picture for this. What happened to the picture?
Right.
No, that's the symphonia. Not paying attention. That's the symphonia.
Same thing.
A chalilin is different. Okay, let's see what it says. We have to do all these things. Pogoshois. What are pogoshois? The chitzim is the small ones. The pogoshois are the large. Chitzim comes the large arrows. Umechi kavaloi. I don't know what this person is. Cheskel mitagiminan umachas pidushoi. It's large. Okay, large arrows. Symphonia kli zemeshel matechet is made from metal. It's not called a nartik, it's just a mikhse, it's a covering, which is temporary.
This is called this one, but this one's regular.
This one's regular.
But what's the things coming out of the holes here?
Those are we had that in the Mishnayos before. Do you remember we learned this?
No.
They're called the wings, kenafim. We learned this. You're not chazring. They're called the wings. Knofim. You put your finger on it. The hold of the ear. You put your finger into the ear, the knofim. Okay, so it says over here the tik chalilin, the flute. So it's not showing you a picture. And That's not your picture. He holds that it's similar. The tick of the flute palm doesn't have, I don't know if it has, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't have all the different parts. A chalilin, it's like this. It's menatzidin meilat star. Tick chalilin. Here's the Allah. I actually saw one of these things. They went to the Living Torah Museum. He has one of these on display. Kings had this. This was used for the klipas.
Scepter,
right? Achashverosh, but yeah, you go and hit, you give it zets. Zets has little sharp little studs. So Shuv B'Tamim to the Kibuch Allah. Allah.
You took your nephews and nieces?
No.
You went yourself.
Okay, tick Allah. No, it says over here. What is the chipui? You see, this is the chipui. You cover it.
What is it?
It's a covering for this. This is this.
Covering for the scepter, say.
It's not a scepter. An Allah is not a scepter. An Allah
is a scepter.
No, a scepter doesn't have sharp edges and it will hurt you. These things are meant to zets, to torture, to beat up people. Oh, torture.
Violence. For the klipas.
That's right. Bring them to me.
I don't have to bring them to you. They live on your block.
So that means that the ratio.
They live all over.
Yeah, on your block, though.
Allah. Shevet shel barzel. It's a rod of barzel. Rosh eagle. It's round. Kemoi kado like a ball. The yotzim is a bivoy yisedos. There are sharp little points. Shadoyme lishakedim, which look like almonds. Ba'arave karon loy devus. In Arabia, they call it a devus. Uvelaz, it's called a matzah. Kei ha'osu l'chipu l'michse to cover. Targu michse chufo'o. Tar. Why is this thing called the chipu? Allah chipu lo nasa kli kibul el Allah el kli kol chipu klosh. Allah lo hagin al rosh Allah. You want to make sure those little things are nice and sharp. So when you give someone a zetz, it really hurts. So you cover it with a zach. It's not called. It's not a kli. It's the protection. And when it's protection, it's not a kabel tuma. Chipu Allah chipu lo nasa kli kibul el Allah el kli kol chipu lo rosh Allah kol hagin al rosh Allah. Chipu in a kabel tuma b'tamadav rei b'tzir haba. Baita. He also lo chipu machse. I would think must be done. Prat l'chipu kelim, the covering is not sufficient. Next, hakeshes. What's a keshes? Keshes is a bow. The roimach, a spear. So here we have this roimach. Keshes, this is a roimach. He's only showing you a roimach, but we have a cover. We cover it with something to keep it protected. Sahare elu tohirin zaklal osi l'tik tamei l'chipui tar. What is it? The bottom of l'chipui ha-roimach? Ha-chipui. Loi nasa kli kibul roimach l'kli kibul l'ha-laiv for the blade. Ha-roimach l'hagin al alav to protect it, keep it sharp. Ha-chipui yesh l'beis kibul aval hu loi nasa l'kabul l'shamish ki chipui l'ha for the blade. The caveman shakane in the shovel clear the level of clear kibui. The whole clear kibui in the carbon tumble if you show him the shovel clear house of locha. Okay, that's it. Let's chaz the ganze mishnah. We're done. Okay, a very hard mishnah, a lot of vocabulary words. Let's go and chaz yesterday's mishnah again. Very quickly.
Whatever you want to do.
That was a hard mishnah. I'm afraid I'm going to forget it. Hamal koit shel bakar. Cover the eyes. Vehe chosim shaloi, the muzzle. Vehe ma'adav shal dvarim. This board, they have coals to smoke out the bees of the honey. Vehe ha'menofe, fan. Harei elu toharim. These are not kelim, these are pshute kliyot. They're just flat pieces of wood. Or they're not mekabel, they're not mekabelim. Nail of the tar.
They
have a function, but they're not clay kibble. They're not meant to be a receptacle. They're not a receptacle. They're made from wood. Kisu shel kufsa. Kufsa means this permanently attached. It's not going nowhere. Tame. Kisui kamtira. But the kisui of the kamtira, which means that it's not permanently attached. It's detachable. And you only cover it when you fill up the box. But you don't fill the box, then you don't carry it. So according to the Tanakhama, it's tar legam no matter what. Kisui teva. Kisui shel kufsa. Here's the kufsa. Right, is kisui kufsa tame. But kisui kamtra is toho. Kisui teva, kisui teni. So that's two other boxes, all boxes, different types of boxes. Is next to ha-machbesh. Ha-machbesh shel chorosh, a press. Boards, a board on top, board on the bottom, to straighten out the crooked boards. Vi ha-keses shetachas ha-teva. this thing underneath the box, the platform, to prevent it from becoming, from eroding from the moisture. The akimra in shalah is the dome. The dome shalah. The angelin shal sefer, the mold for the sefer Torah, to make the tick around the sefer Torah. All these things are tar based haneger, this thing which holds the bolt into the place, base hamanel, the casing for the lock, or base hamezuzah, regular mezuzah, v'tik nevalin, v'tik kinaros, the containers.
That's
v'tik nevalin. A harp or violin or some type of musical instrument, v'tik nevalin, v'tik kinaros, v'imum shel godle mitznafos, the mold, the styrofoam head that's made. It's made from wood. It's made to fashion a ham on top of it. It's the mold. The Markov Shel Zamoy, two interpretations, either means a horse of the late Sonim, which they make with son, or Markov Shel Zamoy, it means a musical instrument. It's a piece of wood that's a musical instrument. That was the second interpretation. It's made from music. Then we come to the noisemaker. Revia Shel Ala Yis, a noisemaker. It's called the noisemaker. Ayolis shell, and why is called ayolis? Ayolis means a dirge, or elegies. The people who sing the dirges or the elegies, they need they're special noisemakers. We're machadish that by Homer, that's what we're using. You're using a revir shell ayolis. You're taking something that was used for tzar v'nahapachu, a din v'nahapachu. You're taking a dove that was meant for Eli, elite tzion, and you're taking that noisemaker and you're using it for simcha. To express joy, look, Haman was Napala. Everything in poem is within the Habakkuk. It's very Chiddush. I just told you, a very Chiddush.
It's good.
You're not going to see that.
Write it down.
Okay. Revishalas Uginonis Heoni. Lashon
a throwaway.
Who told you to throw away?
Very cheap.
Who are you getting it away?
Chinese ladies wear it all.
Who's they throw it away? You keep it for 50 years. Who's they throw it away?
That's what it said.
You put it on top. It doesn't say it anyway. Temporary.
Very temporary.
No, it's not.
I said it said.
Gnonis tarmiloi shalari. First of all, Rav says it means a tarmelt. It means a knapsack. We had a problem with that because.
But where it said it was a hat.
Okay. Throw away hat, fine. This samocha is hamita, this thing which supports the bed. The first shal tefila, this thing which keeps the mold of the tefillin. The emum shal oisei susos. This stand which you tailor clothing on, har elu tohirin. Then we had the klal, zeh klal. Well, it's not all, but most, or some. This is not it's straw, whatever. The first of the year, possibly. Anything that's mishamshay mishamshav shel adam mishaslo, if it's b'shas malacha, mishlo b'shas malacha. For example, what the Rav learned means this small jewelry box, the cover of the jewelry box, the box itself is the mishamshay adam. The cover is the mishamshay mishamshay, and the cover is attached bein b'shas malacha where the box is full, or bein shloy b'shas malacha when the box is empty. If this thing, in other words, if the cover is permanently attached, then it's tameh no matter what. If the box becomes tameh, it becomes tameh. But if the cover is not permanently attached, it's not permanently attached, and you only use the cover when you're touching it, then it's only going to become tameh b'shas malacha when it's covering it.
Correct.
But if it's not covering it, it's loose, then it's not going to become tameh. Exactly. Kol mishamshay mishamshav shel adam. If you have a cover, mishamshay, because the mishamshay is the box, the mishamshay is the cover. So if it's a box that is attached b'shas malacha when the box is full, or v'shloi b'shas malacha, it's attached when the box is empty, tameh. Then if the box comes tameh, it becomes tameh. But if the nature of the cover of this box is only attached to the box and the box is full, but it's not attached to the box and the box is full, kol she'einel b'shas malacha, tohar, if it's detached. If currently the cover is here, and the sheretz touches it, and the cover is not on the box, then we look at the cover as pshutei kliyetz and it's tar. But if the cover was put on top of the box, and the box became tameh, then the cover becomes tameh as well.
Great.
Next Mishnah, tik hasayif, the sheath. The asakin and regular knife, alpigin means a double edged sword. We take a misperis, misperayim, of a misperis of different types of scissors and razors. We take mechol, of mechol is the eye applicator, who base hakachol, and the container, tik machdev, of a stylus, visurnit, take of a doctor, the doctor, doctor union, they all wear these, that's two different compartments. Tik tavla, of astrologers, when they pad, they chart the trajectory of the stars. They have a metal, and they have usikurtia, wood, or beisachitzim, a sheath, the small, a quiver of arrows.
Beisachitzim.
Of small arrows, ubeis hapa, goyshois, of large arrows, har elu tmeyim. Tik symponia. What about the tick of this of a symponia, which is a type of a flute? I don't know what it is. Symponia is some type of thing which looks like this. So bisman should know similar. If you go from the very top, you put in, that's a tick, and you're going to carry it. Tummy, but mitzidai, but you only put it from the side. That means that you're not going nowhere. You put that's a storage storage location. It's a sting one location. Then it's tar. Or I take chalilin of a flute. Looks something like that. That's when you picture Rabbi Yehuda Matar. Rabbi Nation knows him. It's zelbazach mitzidai because Rabbi Yehuda it's mash the chamal chaylik. That's what's over here in the Tzitzis Yamtov.
Why a tick of a chalil is
it's machlekes. Why? Because according why Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nation knows him mitzidai because the chalil you put on the side. On the side, but it's mashal that Rabban Nachaylik. Rabban hold even mitzidai because luchari you take it with you. You take it with you. By the chalil it's smaller, so the small you put on the side, you take it with you. You take it with you. Okay, next chibui ho Allah, the cover of the Allah. Here is the Allah. This thing over here, whatever this thing is called, which you use this, you called it a scepter, which I disagree because a scepter, I don't think it's sharp on top. This is meant to inflict,
to hurt people,
torture people. So this is not, this the chibu, you cover it, take chibu ho Allah, and what about the keshes, the chibu of the keshes, of a bow, veho Roy Mach of a spear, Harei Lutarm.
Chibu is the cover for the
cover, the cover, this thing of the cover. Look, the cover, cover here, cover here. Chibu Allah Keshes for Rimach Harei Lutarm. Zaklal Hayosu Lutik Tame. If it's meant to hold something, it's Tame. Lachibu the cover to protect from the keep the blade sharp is Tahar. Good? Next Mishnah. We have time still? Almost out of time. Let's see. Kol Klei Balei Batim Shudim Biri Moinim. That's a whole. We already had this halacha many times. Oh, it's really late. Just to learn one halacha will stop. If it gets a hold the size of a pomegranate. Okay, pomegranate. So it's no longer functional because all of the things are going to fall out. So if it becomes a Kol Klei Balei Batim Shudim Biri Moinim. Avida Zoimer Bema Shehin. Let's see if they're at.
B'ma Shehin.
Let's see. Rav, imlikvu b'mitzvim on toharim. Rav doesn't b'ma Shehin. Kol akim shiyam k'shem ruim l'shamish me'in hatashmish shayim shamish mam dechila. It depends. What we're using it for? Kigoyim kelim yichudim l'tenev. It was used for date. Tenev is figs. Shiyam b'mitzvim tena. Rav yichudim l'zeis. If you use it for olives, shiyam k'mitzvim zayis. And Allah Rav Elazar says we don't go to ma'achli. So not one size fits all. What were you using this utensil for? What were you using it for? Let's see the caption, and we're done. Call klish nika b'kamayit serimon shuv ein roi lahachil afilu rimonim. A kli which has a hole, a rimonim, it's still only for rimonim. V'kem v'shkeim v'spat melohios kli. V'ei mishna dalet. Look in Mishnah Dalit, and so we parakadish, and it's like a later on. Shneke, tzach liyos ma'ad gol, has to be a little bit larger. It has to be able to go in. It's not just enough to go out. Everything we know is balabatim, but if you're a craftsman, it's not going to work. If it's not, if the packaging is damaged, people are not going to buy it from you. It has to be pristine.
Pristine.
Even the packaging has to be pristine. If it's even damaged a little bit, so this will include balabatim. All right, we're going to stop over here.